Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are well. And if not, I got you. At least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. And today is the last episode for 2023. I'll be taking about 3 weeks over the Christmas holiday to just rest, relax, recharge. You'll not be hearing much from me, but I will be coming back probably like the second or middle of January with some new episodes straight into 2024, and I will be getting married in a month and a half time by then. I'm just so excited. This year has been an absolute whirlwind, and there eventually, guys, sorry, if you haven't, you should totally do it. You should get on my waitlist for the Epic Work and Life program. It is amazing. It is transformative. It is going to help you for 2024. If you want that to be the year that you not only love your job, but you love your job whilst getting and reaching that promotion, sign up in the show notes to get onto that. I will be sending more news into the new year as to when I will be taking on more clients, and you get on the wait list basically to find out more, to be in the know. So that is in the show notes there. But there will be some stuff coming out, which has been very busy. But I'm just loving it at the moment. So many things going on. Lots of things even in my corporate job. I am growing there, and every time I'm growing, I have something more to give you guys. I'm growing in my coaching with my clients. I'm getting married soon. Like, it's so much is happening. I love it so much. And it is very hot here in Australia. So we had one of the hottest days. It was just like very, very warm. And it's so funny because a lot of people I talk to sometimes, like, I just want one white Christmas, because it's the summer here, and I don't even know what a white Christmas would be like for me personally. I think it's just what you've grown up with. That for me, that would be so weird to have like Christmas with a fire indoors and stuff. We're more like, you know, let's have a barbecue and be outside in like a summer dress, but not too hot, because then it's just gross and sticky. But anyway, just my little rant around the weather there. So I actually think this episode is perfect. It is perfect for you little high achieving, you know, corporate gal that is very likely always trying to predict the future. And this might actually be the title. I sometimes like to record these and then kind of think of the title in a little bit more detail afterwards. And this is something that I still do. I am getting a lot better at it, but I'm going to talk to you today is how to be okay with this and know when to kind of tone this up and tone this down. Know when you need to in the moment. Are you just having ultimately what I always call, all I say in my corporate job, I have a vice grip on life. Because I have this very strong vice grip and I'm always trying to predict what's going to happen, I am very good at predicting issues ahead of time, stopping them, resolving them, and getting projects like out the door with like little to no incidents, because I will just pick up on things because I've just, you know, I've exposed to it, I've been on it before. But because I have almost like this, like, I think I talk about it in an episode almost the same time actually, it's just a little bit of analness. Like, the kind of sometimes the way to explain it is it's almost like I'm just kind of holding all my muscles just like a little bit tense, like you're just waiting, you're on the edge, you're like, what's going to happen, etc. And I would actually say that is a fantastic trait. It's great. It serves me. And sometimes we need to tone it down in different areas of our life. And if this is you, if this is something where you are constantly thinking about what is going to happen, trying to also just figure out if you're on the right path, wondering like, you know, what's happening in my career right now? Am I going in the right direction? Like, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? You know, getting even a little bit lower, like looking at like the project you're working on and thinking like, what if this goes wrong, etc. And it's like overwhelming you. Like, you cannot stop thinking about it. Like, you come home, you think about it, you talk about it to your partner is sick of hearing it, you go to bed and you're thinking about that project and you're wondering what is going to absolutely happen. That is just no way to live. And I used to, for so many years before coaching, I used to live like that. I still do to an extent, but I like to say that I really hone in on what this predicting the future, analness, whatever you want to call it, I really use it to my advantage versus letting it consume me so much all the time. Because I have just gotten to a level of acceptance in my job that, frankly, shit just happens. And that takes a lot of inner work, which we will be going into today, because I do want to share some tips on how to get yourself out of this and get you more into what I hear a lot of my clients say is, I just want to just treat the job as the job. I want to kind of enjoy it more. I do want to be more confident and hopeful that things are going to go well. And if they do go wrong, I know I'm able to take it on and manage it. So we're going to go through all of it. But firstly, I am going to give you a little bit around the why you're like this. Again, if you're new here, you haven't heard this before, but you've probably heard me say this. We are completely wired to absolutely think of the worst case scenario. I think that is just all humans. It kept us safe for so long. Again, if you were a chill dude down by the river near the tiger, the chill people who were just like, yeah, this is going to be fine, died. So what you're kind of left with is more people who are like staying in the cave, hiding away. Like, that worked. That kept humans surviving. Problem is, that doesn't serve us now. We don't have many actual direct threats to our survival in the everyday 21st century, first world, like modern day, whatever, basically. I say this all the time, actually. I'm like, our brains forget that, like, we can just order like Uber Eats and like just get food delivered to us. You could technically live a completely isolated life if you wanted to. Not that that's what you should do, but it's a brain's wiring. So you're going to, this is normal. This is natural and it's okay. It's not that you are weird. Some people are less like that, right? But maybe they're more like that in other areas that you wouldn't even care about, right? That's okay. That's fine. That's you. I think there needs to be a level of acceptance with all of this. And that's really the first tip is, you really do got to be kind of just accepting that, hey, if you are just known to be, I call it being anal. Fuck, I own that shit. I just own that I am a little bit anal and that it does serve me. Like, it served me a lot in my life. Own that shit. It's probably helping you in your corporate job. It's just too much. The dial is on extra, and I'm going to show you how to dial it down. But the first step is just to accept it, because what I'll see a lot in my clients is judgment. Complete judgment and shame for how they are acting and wishing that they were like something else. And I want to say to you that, look, maybe you're never going to be the person that's like super chill and just going with the flow of life, but that's also okay, because I know chill people who go with the flow with life. And they have pros and cons too. Like, they sometimes wish that it could just be a bit more focused on what they're doing, have a little bit more of that, I don't want to say intention, because I think you can still have intention, but it is more of that hypervigilant state. They'd probably be able to avoid a few things that I've been managed to avoid. So it's just yin and yang. That's just life. There's pros and cons to everything. You got the good with the bad. So that's the step one. You really just got to accept that this is who you are. Because when I came to this level of acceptance, I was just like, shit, I'm just going to accept it. I'm just going to hone it in on good things I need to. I'm going to hone it in on my coaching. I'm going to hone it in when it comes to my work, and obviously areas of it I need to dial down, and I'll explain how and why that's occurring as well. But I'm going to hone it in on when it's like, yeah, you know what? Am I being a little bit of a pessimist? Sure. But am I also able to uncover all this other stuff to make sure the project goes through end to end? Great. There you go. That's the yin and the yang right there. I need to be mindful around, you know, how I obviously show up then with like stakeholders, etc. And remind myself that, hey, I can't control everything. That's fine. But that awareness and self-acceptance is so key. The second one is going to relate to a little more around you specifically, around why you are like this, right? Because what a lot of people tell me is that they're like, I'm so worried that this is going to fail. It's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And especially when they're very new with me. If you're a long-time listener, you kind of know where I'm going with this. When I get down to it, I'm like, let's say it does go wrong. So what? Tell me that. And then they kind of give me another level of surface level thoughts like, oh, then the project will fail and, you know, maybe my boss will get mad. And then I go into it a bit more and I'm like, okay, and then what? Like, what then? It's like, well, then I'm going to look really bad. Then this is going to look bad on my career reputation, I won't get promoted, etc. And here's the most common theme that I see throughout all my clients, including myself. It just comes back onto you. The reason you are this hypervigilant, need to be predicting the future, need to know what is happening, is so you can avoid it, so you can avoid how you are going to basically be a dick to yourself in the future. Because if, let's say, that thing does happen, you will very likely blame yourself. You will take all this responsibility. You will not do what I talk about in an earlier episode around emotional responsibility. You will not look at, there were things that I could have done and there are things that that were out of my control. You will just take it all on. You'll blame it all on yourself and you'll be like so upset. And it's like, oh my God, I did this, etc. That is the key reason as to why you are likely feeling very hypervigilant. And you blame your boss, you blame your colleagues, you blame everyone around you but yourself. Yes, am I saying that like people can't be, they're not going to get upset or mad with you? Sure. But even if they were upset and mad with you, like are they going to be upset and mad with you when you go home? What I'm trying to say is what happens is the words that, let's say, for example, your boss is mad at you and it's like, I can't believe this happened, yada, 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 whatever, right? You'll go home, you'll take those words, you'll ruminate on it, you'll reinforce and say to yourself, yeah, I do suck, this is terrible, I'm such a bad employee, I should just quit, etc. All that person has said is they've just expressed their own emotions. Should they have done it that way? Yeah, probably not. But separate to the point, they've had their own emotional moment and you've like taken all their emotions on. You've let them be a mirror. All they're doing is being a mirror for your insecurities right now. So we so desperately want people, if I'm honest, to be kind to us, to be like, hey, it's okay, you know, you did your best, etc., because we can't do it for ourselves. I'll say it again. This is really important. You want other people to be telling you that, say you make a, maybe it is your fault, maybe you do make a mistake, or maybe it's part of your responsibility, right? You want other people to be nice to you, kind to you, tell you that it's okay, you did your best, we'll figure this out, don't worry, you're still a good employee, because you cannot do it for yourself. Deep down, you believe that you are shit and you are just using other people's words against you. So when you tell me, when a client says to me that they're worried about their boss, I'm like, uh-uh, you're just worried about how you'll use that information to berate yourself even further. You will sit there and you will go, see, my boss said that to me. This is evidence. I'm so terrible, etc. And where this comes down to is if you look in your past, where has being hypervigilant, where is putting a lot of shame on you, etc., helped you really cope throughout your life? Because a common theme I see amongst my clients, including myself, is there is this really strong work ethic and drive that has been placed on typically by their parents or guardians to just be getting those results. And when those results are not met, they are met with shame, they are met with anger, they are met with all these negative emotions. They are then taught to repress those emotions as well. And what I typically see now is sometimes it blows up now because your body is like, you know, I can't keep doing this. I need to process my emotions and I need to let them out. And it's the same thing. I used to really like hide my mistakes. And it wasn't until I got coached that I realized that I'm hiding my mistakes because that's what kept me safe when I was growing up. Like I literally, the only way to not get like, you know, extremely, you know, like lots of like, not shouting, but like getting berated basically, being like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. Another tactic used for me was getting really emotional really quickly. Because if my parents saw me, if they saw that I really cared about this thing and I was upset about it, they would be more lenient on me. So I notice, interestingly, which I've worked on actually probably for the good 2 years on just really regulating myself and building that up as the more like, you know, goals I kick and stuff, around how my emotions flare up in the moment. Are my emotions flaring up because there's a part of me that's like, I need to protect you? And like, you don't get this insight, like, by the way, just through this podcast. You get some good nuggets like this, but you don't get this deeper level that I'm talking about unless you're getting coached one-on-one, because I am inside your brain. Hence why I'm always talking about my amazing program, which you should sign up and is in the show notes to get on the wait list. So what you can do is just reflect on, where is this coming from? Where has predicting the future really serve me. Whereas being this way helped me because that is a pattern that you are continuing to take on in something that you really care about. And it serves you to an extent. That's why I say about the start about self-acceptance. Like, I am just gonna, I'm hypervigilant. I'm like mama, okay? My mom's the same. I'm the eldest daughter of two eldest parents. Like, I am on the ball. I am organized. I am prepared. I have a plan. I am ready to go. I own that shit. But I also own when it is taking too much, when it is taking over my emotions, when it is causing this vice grip to an extent that I am making it affect me, that I can start to see when I'm falling into that habit of, hang on a minute, am I focusing on 1,000 things right now because I'm afraid of how I'm going to treat myself, or I'm afraid of how other people, what other people are going to say to me? And it's really about reflecting on, so for you, where I'm going down with this is look back on where this is, because awareness is key. Where did you learn this from? It might not mean anything, but it will in the moment when you start to see this pattern, and then you can think back and be like, oh, there's just this little part of me that wants to predict the future because my dad shouted at me when I was a kid or something like that. Some of you I have had in the past, well, at least when I've talked to people kind of, I guess, maybe outside coaching, I've kind of been like, can it really be that deep? And honestly, yeah, it can. Seriously, like some people are like, what if my brain, when it's giving me this stuff, isn't right? Trust your gut. Trust your brain. This stuff is like layered deep and it just wants to come out. And it's totally fine. Whatever your brain gives you in that moment, that memory, etc., that is at that time what your brain is giving you to be like, hey, this is the thing that, you know, you're surfacing up here. We just got like layers and layers of emotions and thoughts that we kind of just need to get through here. The next one is, now that you have this awareness, so you've got a level of acceptance, you've got a level of awareness of where this is coming from. Now, how do you start to tone down the dial? How do you start to be less like in it, trying to predict the future all the time? Like I said before, and I will say it again, you're not going to get this level of insight just on this podcast. You get that in my program. It's an 8-step, 6-month program, one-on-one with me, where we work through your goal. Like, seriously, make 2024 the year that you are going to not only love your job, but you're going to get a promotion. But not just get a promotion. Like, we are going to have set goals to get you towards that. You're going to be learning and mastering skills that are going to get you to that place to drop all the drama that comes along with it. Do you know how many people come to me who have been through promotions, but they are so absolutely stressed and they're like dying? They're like, please help me. Please help me get some balance in my life here. Let's get you into, like, you enjoy that promotion, basically. Like, as you're going through that promotion, it is fun. It is enjoyable. You do not have that vice grip. You are going from complete overwhelm to confidence in yourself. You are coming home from work. You are not ruminating to your partner. You are applying for that job, that career change, whatever it is, with such confidence in yourself, knowing you can handle it. You can only get that in my one-on-one program. Show notes below to sign up. I had to share that here because the reason is I get some of you guys messaging me and being like, hey, like, how do I, you know, I'm trying these things. How do I get these? Like, how do I escalate my results? And I'm like, it's in my program. I can only give you guys so much on the podcast. Like, it's just one-on-one formatting here. One-on-one, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not speaking. It's not two-way. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not two-way. So I can give you little nuggets. I can give you things that are going to definitely help you and give you insight. But if you want that deeper level into your brain, it's only in my program. And it's a program that 10 years of corporate experience plus coaching condensed down into a 6-month program. It's fucking insane. Like, everything I went through, I've just pulled it together into a plan, into something that you can just easily follow, get through. And I am there with you one-on-one along the way, just helping you master those key skills that you need to learn. One of them that I talked about at a high level is being able to see unhelpful patterns, knowing where they come from and stopping them in the moment. I told you like where to think back, but I haven't really told you how to stop it. Like, the skill that's only in my program. I can't do it on the podcast, basically. It's a deeper level technique that I teach all my clients that helps them so much to be able to be like, oh, I'm doing that thing again. I need to stop. And also creates a lot of distance from that. So then, and this is a great thing when it pops up, like this is how for me, myself, I was able to kind of take, you know, lessen the vice grip on life, you could say. But for you, what can I give you on the podcast that is going to be super helpful and lessen the vice grip? And that is really, you need to start practicing self-compassion. Some of you are rolling your eyes as I say this. I would if I was me a few years ago listening to this. Hear me out. You are afraid of how really you are going to treat you at the end of the day. You've internalized your parents, whatever's voice in your head, and you just say that to yourself when shit is happening. Okay? I do not care. I don't care how much you tell me around your boss and people getting mad at you. Bull fucking shit. Because even if they do get mad at you, all they are doing is showing a mirror to your insecurities. I say this all the time. If someone's, because when people, I'm in the moment because I did this with a client recently, and like what happened, similar thing that I'm talking about, right? And I remember we were going through it. And what I said to her is, I said, okay, if someone, say your boss said like, I don't like your dress, like just the color of it, right? Like the example I give is I wear a lot of floral dresses. If my boss said to me, I don't really like floral dresses, like I might think that's a weird comment and then bring up, I may even actually just raise it and be like, why are you saying that? But I mean like someone, you know, just randomly offers is like, I don't really like floral dresses, or I don't know, I don't like pencils. I don't know, something that you kind of care about. You wouldn't really give a shit, right? Like you'd just be like, okay, you don't like floral dresses. I can wear whatever the fuck I want. Fuck off. Like in your head, not with actual words to them. Don't say that. You know what I mean? But why do you do it when it comes to these types of things? Really, seriously, really think about it. It's because you care about this. It's because you're not judging yourself for the dresses that you're wearing. You're just being like, I like floral dresses. These are nice and I'm going to wear them. Right? If you were insecure, however, about how you dressed at the office and maybe you're worrying about how professional you are and then someone said that, yes, maybe then you would have negative thoughts, trauma, all about it. Notice, like seriously, start picking this up. Notice these things. That's the first, you know, the second thing I was saying about awareness and the patterns that are popping up. So you need to realize that ultimately, at the end of the day, when people are saying things to you that upset you, it's because it's a mirror around your own deeper insecurities. Because again, I do not give a crap if anyone doesn't like my dress. I am confident in liking my dress. I like it. It's fine. Other people wear them, whatever. It's okay. But something you're insecure about, like when you take something and you fail at it and it, you know, you feel like you suck. Like if that's what I mean. It's a deep thought. It's a root thought. If underneath all of this is I suck and here's some evidence that I suck, now I'm just going to berate myself and I'm going to use my boss getting mad at me as evidence of that. It comes down to you. It really does. And the reason I say that is because you can't control how other people are going to act, but you can control how you're going to react to all of that. You're going to control your inner world, your inner dialogue, and it starts with self-compassion. It starts by saying, no brain, I'm not going to ruminate on what my boss said or whatever happened. I am going to be kind to myself. How do you be kind to yourself? You start by treating yourself like you would a friend. Like if this happened to a friend, what would you be saying to them? Start saying that to yourself. I don't care if you have to repeat it 20,000 times to yourself. And I don't care if it feels gross, because it will feel gross. Because when I used to do this, it felt gross. Being nice to myself, being like, it's okay, you did a good job, felt ugh. It's like, what do you mean? You still recognize how you feel, that anxiety, that shame, you still be with that and you process it, but you also just got to start talking to yourself better. Because if you go home and beat yourself up, it's like you're being the mean boss example I was giving. You're just taking that home with you. You're being the mean boss to yourself. And then it reinforces why you need to be hypervigilant in your job. Instead of looking back, here's a funny thing, and I have had to really strengthen my practice in this. Things that I have worried about at work or in life in general, when it does go well, I need to constantly remind myself that it went well. See, it was okay. Or see, this unplanned thing happened and it worked out. like we figured it out in the moment. Because how many of you are also just looking back when the thing that you were stressing about goes through and just moving on to the next thing? You need to stop and look at, okay, this worked out. This is fine. I can get through this. Because the things that you're worrying about, yeah, you're getting through as well. But that's how you tone the dial down as well. Because if you can be your own best friend in those moments, the hypervigilance is going to ease off because you don't have to protect yourself from you and how you speak to yourself. Okay, my lovelies, that was my last episode for the year. I think you knew that because I said that at the start. I will see you in the new year. I'm so excited for the new year. I'll be getting married in the new year. And goodbye, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing holiday and break, rest and recharge, and I will see you in the new year. Hey, are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.